fade away. Back to the darkness that I obey. Back to the shadows out of the light. You better lay your head down and try to get some sleep tonight before I break your heart.
Hi, this is Pete
and Jay,
and you're listening to WMFO Medford 91.5
FM.
Sweet Cecilia up and left without a trace, silently. And I know someone's used these words.
want you to come. We want you to hear. We want you to dance. Dance all night long. When the music starts, don't stand there like a fool. And bring it on. You listen to me, bring it on. If you get too tight, if you get too sad, connect, shake with that. Break plans tonight. When the music starts,
just can't help myself.
This is Dan Dennett, and you are tuned into WMFO in Medford. 91.5 FM. Tufts Educational Radio.
Feels Good Sunday morning, everyone. It is 4:23 here at 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford Tosh Free Farm Radio. Today is Sunday, November the 3rd, 2019, and I'm your host, Donnelly Brown, on this edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports, talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 until 5 a.m. Yeah, I got to do better getting here at 4 o'clock. But I got a lot of stuff going on, so bear with me. Anyway, we're going to pack all the sports information that I possibly can into the remaining 36 minutes of the program. So you stay tuned. Great sports stuff is coming your way. And if you want to get involved in the sports conversation, very simple. Give me a call. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. Just about anything and everything is fair game as far as the world of sports is concerned. Love to hear your perspective on what's going on there in your neck of the sporting world. That number again, 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. Let's get right into college football scores yesterday. Actually, we had some Friday games. Baylor 17, West Virginia 14. Georgia upset. Georgia Southern defeated Appalachian State, who was ranked number 20. Georgia Southern was unranked, and Georgia Southern won 24-21. Yesterday, in a cupcake game, Clemson 59, Wofford 14. I will mention that. upset. Georgia, ranked number 8, defeated Florida, ranked number 6, 24-17. Oregon, 56, USC, 24. Utah, 33, Washington, 28. Auburn, 20, Mississippi, 14. Michigan, 38, Maryland, 7. Upset. Memphis, ranked number 24, lost to SMU. Memphis, ranked 24, defeated SMU, ranked number 15, 54-48, shootout game. Notre Dame, 21, Virginia Tech, 20. Cincinnati, 46, East Carolina, 43. Boise State, 52. San Jose State, 42. Kansas State, 38. Kansas, 10. And Wake Forest, 44. North Carolina State, 10. 4:26 here on WMFO Medford. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown. Talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 or thereabouts. until 5 o'clock. 5 o'clock coming your way, Sounds of Praise. Great gospel music. Let's see, where are we going from here? Let's continue with more scores. Let's go to the NBA. Yeah, let's go to the NBA. The Thunder 115, the Pelicans 104, the Pistons 113, the Nets 109, the Nuggets 91, the Magic 87, the Bucks 115, the Raptors 105, the Suns 114, and the Grizzlies 105, Timberwolves 131, the Wizards 109, the Hornets 93, the Warriors 87, and the 76ers 109, the Trail 120, I'm sorry, 76ers 129, the Trailblazers 128. If you hadn't heard, what was it, Friday night, Thursday night, one of those nights, Joel Embiid and, can't think of his name now, the center for the Timberwolves got into a little pushing, shoving, wrestling type match, and both got suspended for 2 games. I don't know whether they played in these games last night or not, or whether they're appealing. That's their right, I believe. And so until the appeals go through, but anyway, they both won. Whether they the two centers played or not, very interesting, because it seems like there may have been simmering tensions going back to last year, or even maybe even before that, as far as we know. But it came out boiling, and they both got 2-game suspensions. So we'll see how their teams do now without them. Okay, 429 here on WMFO in Medford. I'm your host, Don Lee Brown. If we're talking sports... Yes, we're talking sports. What a dumb thing to say. Yeah, we are talking sports. What I wanted to say is that the Boston Celtics in first place, I believe, in the Eastern Division of the NBA with a 4-1 record. They've won 4 in a row. Winning on a last-second three-point shot against the New York Knicks. And possibly that game was a lot closer because of the injuries and illnesses and all the other things that the Celtics have been encountering. And when I say all the other things, they are, I'd call them a brand-new team compared to last year. Losing Kyrie Irving and Al Horford. Yeah, major significant losses. Terry Rozier. But the team has got a lot of young legs, talented young legs, athletic young legs. And after maybe the first game jitters, when our starting point guard went 4-for-14 from the field. And we lost by, we lose by 10, 11, or somewhere around there. But anyway, it was a game that, you know, we could have won with some better shooting down the end. And the question is, can this team play defense? Yes, they can, as they've shown in the upcoming games, in the games that followed the opening night game. So I think things are looking good for the Celtics, you know, barring any more injuries and illnesses. And Jaylen Brown, for example, was out with a flu, I believe. Michael Williams III, he has a leg situation, or the hip, I forget which. But anyway, he's out. Nothing serious, I don't believe. But anyway, the more they can get these young guys in and get them used to playing with each other, I think the better off they're going to be. And I think I know the better off they're going to be, because it's going to just take time for them to get their act together. Gordon Haywood is playing like the old Gordon Haywood prior to the injury. And I think last year was primarily a mental thing. You know, you go up in the previous year, and you go, when I say you go up, you jump up in the previous year, you come down, you land on somebody's ankle or whatever, and you break your ankle and other things down there that shouldn't be broken. Or even when they mend, basketball is a jumping game. And so therefore, I believe a lot of his problems were based upon the fact that, hey, this is a mental thing he had to get over. I believe he's over it now, and he is doing extremely well. He's playing point forward like Larry Bird. Well, not quite like Larry Bird, but close. Okay, 4:33 here on WMFO in Medford. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown. Sunday, November 3rd, 2019 edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports. I'll be back.
On the football field, you've got to stay focused and not get distracted. NFL Hall of Famer and President and CEO of CTIA, the Wireless Association, Steve Largent. The same is true on the road. So before your wireless phone becomes a distraction, take a time out for safety. Place your phone in easy reach before you leave. Never take notes or look up a phone number while you're driving. In bad weather or traffic, call later. Dial sensibly and use a hands-free device. You know, your wireless phone can be your best safety tool to call for help, stop a crime, or help someone in need. However you use it, remember, with wireless, safety is your call.
The wireless industry reminds you to drive safely. For more information, visit www.wirelesssafety.org.
And that message was brought to you by friends here at WMFO, South of Praise Ministry, and A Brown Perspective on Sports. 4:36 is The Brown Perspective on Sports time. I'm here with Donnelly Brown. We're talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 to 5 a.m. To get involved in the sports conversation, you have to give me a call. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. National Hockey League. National Hockey League scores cover your way next here on WMFO. Okay, yesterday, the Oilers 2 and the Penguins 1. The Rangers 2 and the Predators 1. The Bruins 5 and the Senators 2. The Islanders 1 and the Sabres zip. The Panthers 4 and the Red Wings zip. Maple Leafs 4 and the Flyers 3. New Jersey 5 and the Hurricanes 3. The Flames 3 and the Blue Jackets zip. The Stars 4 and the Canadiens 1. The Blues 4 and the Wild 3. Coyotes 3 and the Avalanche zip. The Jets 4 and the Golden Knights 3. The Canucks 5 and the Sharks 2. And the Kings 4 and the Blackhawks 3. In that Bruins game, Anderson had 27 saves on 32 shots. Rask had 30 saves, and he also had 32 shots. scoring. In the first period, David Pastrnak got his 13th goal of the year on the power play with assist from Tory Krug. At 12:04, Anthony Duclair got his 5th goal of the year with assist from Brown and Borlecki. No, I did not play in that game. Sorry. tying the score at one to one. Second period at 1:51, Patrice Bergeron got his 6th goal of the year with assist from Pastrnak and Marchand. 2-1 Bruins. At 3:04, Connor Brown, there he is again, got his second goal of the year with assist from Borecki and DeMello. At the end of two periods, 2-2. Bruins went crazy in the third period. Danton Heinen got his third goal of the year at 5:43. That was unassisted. 3-2 Bruins. Brad Marchand at 6:50 got his 8th goal of the year on the power play. Assist from Pastrnak and Bergeron. That first line is a killer. 4-2 Bruins. And at 16:16, Jake DeBrusk got his 2nd goal of the year with assist from Heinen. And that's the final. Bruins 5 and and the Senators, too. One of the Senators players got injured early in the first period. I did not find any information about that when I was pulling up my stats today, hopefully. He's okay. I understand that when he was carried off, he gave a thumbs up. Was taken to a local hospital. And we're praying that everything works well for him. I don't remember his name. I just saw during the news that he was being carted off. Okay, the Bruins are in first place. Celtics in first place. Bruins in first place. Patriots in first place. what can I say? We've got a bunch of first place teams. it's going to be interesting to see what changes the new Red Sox Vice President of Baseball Operations is going to make, if any. Owners supposedly want to cut back. Listen, we weren't that far away from getting back into the playoffs and defending our title. We had a lot of injuries this year. And I think our manager did a great job working around all of those injuries. And so why hamstring him coming into another year? It's just money. You guys got it flowing out of your ears. But anyway, we know how money things work among the rich and famous. So we're going to have to just sit back and see what takes place. The Bruins, like I said, are in first place, 2 points over Buffalo. The Celtics are in first place, They lead the Raptors and Philadelphia. Hey, can we ask for much more than that? The New England Patriots are in first place, undefeated, going into game 9 tonight. We're going to bring you that NFL information, although I don't have complete information based upon the fact that I didn't receive any information from my son. I should, during this break, I should check my phone, see if he sent it out early this morning. Probably not. He's probably home snoring away. But he does have a big schedule, so I'm not going to fire him. Get away, take his place. 4:42 is the Brown Perspective on Sports Time. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown. We're talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 to 5 a.m. I'd love to get you involved in some sports conversation. To do that, you have to give me a call. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. Just about anything and everything is fair game as far as the world of sports is concerned. Love to hear your perspective on what's going on there in your neck of the sporting world. Stay tuned. I'll be right back. Gotta set up some equipment. I am so far behind. It's unbelievable. Okay, 4:51 here on WMFO in Medford. Don't have complete scores, setups, and everything else for my son. So I'm just going to have to give you what happened last week as far as myself and Bill are concerned. Bill said he went 14-1, so I'll take him at his word. After all, he was in the basement for so long. excuse me. Thursday, a week ago on the 31st, the 49ers defeated the Cardinals. And so I went 1-0 on that game. Bill did also. I had the Texans over the Jaguars, and the Texans won. And Bill had that one also. I had the Bills over Washington. That made me 3-0, and Bill was 3-0. I had the Titans over the Panthers, and Bill had the Titans over the Panthers also. So that made him 4-0. Made us 4-0. I had the Chiefs over the Vikings. I don't remember who won that game. But anyway, here's a game that we disagreed on. I had the Jets over the Dolphins. I think I won that one. Bill had the Jets. I had the Jets over the Dolphins. Bill had the Dolphins. I had the Bears over the Eagles. No, we both had the Eagles over the Bears. Excuse me. We both had the Colts over the Steelers. I had the Lions. He had the Raiders. I believe the Lions won that one. I had the Seahawks over the Bucks. He did also. I had the Browns over the Broncos. I don't know. I think we won that one. I won that one. Scott, where are you? We need your help. I had the Packers over the Chargers, and so did he. Wait a minute. 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 I'm looking at this week's games. Sorry, folks. I'm a little confused here. Let me get back to the music and see if I can find the right page. I apologize for that. Hey, first error of the day. Maybe. Okay. Okay, here we go. I think I've got the right games here. I had the Vikings over Washington. That made me 1-0. I had the Seahawks over the Falcons. That made me 2-0. I had the Bills over the Eagles. That made me 2-1. I had the Chargers over the Bears. That made me 3-1. I had the Giants over the Lions. That made me 3-2. Texans over the Raiders, 4-2. Jaguars over the Jets, 5-2. Rams over the Bengals, 6-2. Saints over the Cardinals, 7-2. Titans over the Bucks, 8-2. 49ers over the Panthers, 9-2. Colts over the Broncos, 10-2. Patriots over the Browns, 11-2. I had the Packers over the Chiefs. I believe I won that one. 12-2. And I had the Steelers over the Dolphins, 13-2. Okay, so there, Bill. You gained the game on me. Okay, it's 4:58 here on WMFO in Medford. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown, putting the wraps on this edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports. Talking sports here again next Sunday from 4 until 5 a.m. to get involved in the sports conversation. You're going to have to give me a call, 1-855-915-WMFO, 1-855-915-9636. And I'm going to have to try to get up a little earlier, get my stuff together on a Friday. And even though I gained an hour, I don't know where it went. Well, I do know what one of the problems was. I had to scrape the ice off the windshield this morning. So, of course, by the time you guys get out there, it'll probably be all melted, so you won't have the same problem that I had. Invite you to stay tuned. Sounds of Praise is coming your way. Great gospel music, new music, top hits of the year, 2019, and hopefully we'll have a much clearer program than we had with the sports show. So, until then... all over again, and if by chance I can't see you here, I'm gonna be looking for you.